Are you there? Well, we're here.
Wonders of that pure and gentle. Come on, swing to Swan.
Lever Brothers, the makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, present the Burns and Allen Show with Paul Whiteman. Our singer, Jimmy Cash, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the six hits and a miss, and George Burns and Gracie Allen. Here they are. Well, today George and Gracie are discussing a subject that most husbands never mention to their wives. In fact, it's a subject that never arises in the average American home. Let's listen.
Gracie, you've been spending too much money. Look at this budget for November.
Well, it balances. We're not spending any more than we make.
I know, but that's the trouble. Some of the items in this budget are ridiculous. Milk for cats, $2? We haven't got any cats.
But we have mice.
Well, I don't get it.
Well, if I put bowls of milk all around the house, the mice will think we have cats and they'll be afraid to come out of the hole.
Oh, fine. And some night I'll kick over a bowl of milk and ruin the rug.
Oh, you're right, dear. I hadn't thought of that. Oh, I know. I'll scare the mice with milk that doesn't splash.
Milk that doesn't splash?
Sure, cheese.
Yeah, that'll scare the mice to death.
Yeah. Oh, I'll answer it.
Okay, dear.
Oh, it's the postman. Good morning, Mr. Postman.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Only one for you today, and I'm afraid that one's a bill.
Oh, well, that's all right, Mr. Postman. I realize the post office only sends us what they get. How are you feeling?
Oh, simply marvelous. I took a nice cold shower. Ice cold shower this morning and then ran around the reservoir a couple of times in my shorts. I guess that's what put all this pep in me.
Oh, no doubt about it. It is a gorgeous morning, isn't it? Cool and snappy, sort of.
Yeah. On a morning like this, I can feel the blood racing through my veins, can't you?
Well, no, I can't, but then you're much closer to your veins than I am.
Yeah, that's true. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Any mail, dear?
Oh, it's just a bill, probably for my new hat. It only costs
$12. $12?
Well, George, I only buy what I absolutely have to. Just bare necessities.
Is a $12 hat a bare necessity?
No, but I didn't want my head to be one.
Gracie, you don't need any more hats. And today, when you buy anything you don't need, you're taking something away from our fighting men.
Oh, gee, I never thought of that. I'll wrap up the hat right away.
That's the idea.
I wonder who would look better on, a soldier or a sailor?
Gracie, it's not the hat. You see, very few things are being made for civilians today. And if everybody tries to buy those things, the demand makes prices go up and we've got inflation.
Oh, well, gee, the sales girl said that the hat would cause comment, but I never thought it would cause inflation.
Well, let's get back to this budget. What's this silly item? Bicycle pump, $1.
Well, that's an economy. That'll save us lots of money on breakfast food.
A bicycle pump will save us money on breakfast food?
Well, yeah, from now on we'll pump our own rice.
Yes, that'll save us a fortune. And watch this. Rose bushes, $75.
Well, you know that florist who has that lovely big greenhouse just off Glendale Boulevard?
Yes.
Well, I happened to be out in that direction yesterday and went through it.
Yeah, but I don't see any rose bushes around here. Where are they?
Well, there's one still stuck in the bumper of my car.
You really went through it.
Yeah, but I'll save enough money to make up for it. I'm going to buy one of those things that conductors punch tickets with.
What's that for?
Well, then we won't have to pay the cleaner to take the spots out of your necktie.
I see, we just punch them out.
Yeah.
Look, sweetheart, from now on, we only buy what we absolutely need. The rest of the money goes for war bonds.
But we do buy war bonds every month.
Yes, but if we cut out these silly things, we can really buy more. And not only that, we get $4 back for every $3 we put in. We help prevent inflation, and we help win the war.
Oh, you're right, dear. Everybody should cut down on their spending and put that money into war bonds.
That's the idea. So let's throw the silly budget right out of the window.
Well, but don't you want to look at the items for our Thanksgiving dinner?
Hmm. We'll cut that, too. Oh. The turkey we had last year should have had a pilot and a bombardier.
Well, this year we're only getting a 12-pound turkey, 3 pounds for each of us.
Well, I don't follow that arithmetic.
Well, Blanche and Harry Morton are going to eat with us.
Not again. Those sponges have had Thanksgiving dinner at our house 5 years in a row.
They're not sponges, George. They contribute their share. Every year, Blanche brings over a jar of her homemade pickled peaches.
I know.
And every year, Harry helps you clean the walls when the jar explodes.
Sure, they're absolutely wonderful people.
Hi, George. Hello, Gracie. What's cooking?
I am. Burnt up about Harry Morton. That guy's a sponge.
He's not a sponge.
He is, too. Believe it to Bill.
Now, wait a minute, George. I'd rather not get in the middle of a family quarrel.
Bill, I'm trying to prove to Gracie that Morton is a sponge. Now, you know him. What do you say?
Well, George, of course, there's only one way to tell a sponge. That is, a real sponge. You rub soap on it, and if you get loads and loads of pure baby gentle suds, you've got Swan, the new white floating soap.
What's Harry Morton got to do with Swan soap?
Well, now, look, George, I don't want to get involved in a family argument.
Yeah, but just answer me one question. Have you ever known Morton to reach for a check?
Well,
come on, admit it, have you?
Well, maybe you don't notice his hand when he reaches across the white tablecloth to pick up a check because his hands are so soft and white. You know, he washes his wife's dishes with Swan soap, George.
Oh, brother.
That's Swan for you, George. So kind to your hands. Mild as the finest Castile soaps. So mild you should use it not only for washing the dishes, but for every soap and water job in the house. In fact, Swan is
Bill,
great for everything.
Bill, I'm going to get you to agree that Harry Morton is a moocher if it's the last thing I do. What about the other day when the three of us went into a drugstore for sodas? Who paid the check?
Oh, you mean the drugstore that's having the sale on Swan soap?
Yeah. How about that?
Oh, it's going great. Lots of dealers are now running a big sale on Swan.
Bill, I'm talking about Harry Morton.
Oh, well, he bought 3 bars. Oh. You know, you buy 3 bars and save. Yes, sir, you save in more ways than one.
Well, I give up. There's a guy invites himself to my house for Thanksgiving dinner, and nobody agrees with me that he's a chiseler.
Well, now, wait a minute. Did he do that?
Yes.
Well, anyone who invites himself to your house for Thanksgiving dinner without being asked certainly is a chiseler.
There. You see, Gracie?
Oh, George, that reminds me why I dropped in.
Why?
Shake hands with another chiseler. So long. See you Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm glad his salary is frozen. It'll be easier to break off. Anyway, Gracie, there's no reason why we should buy a turkey to feed the Mortons.
Well, but George...
Look, Gracie, why can't we eat at their house for a change?
Well, I could call Blanche and sort of hint around.
Well, I wish you would. Of course, I don't want you to be too blunt about it.
Oh, don't worry, George. She won't suspect a thing.
Mm.
I'll be very subtle about it. Hello? Hello, Blanche? This is Gracie. How about inviting us for Thanksgiving dinner this year?
That's very subtle.
What did you say, Blanche? Oh, I see. Your mother and father are coming for Thanksgiving. What? Oh, no, that's all right. Yeah, we understand. And goodbye, Blanche. Well, Judge, Blanche's mother and father are going to be in town.
I know, I heard.
So we won't need to get a turkey for 4 people.
Oh, good.
We'll get one for 6.
This is Paul Whiteman, and here's Jimmy Cash voicing the hopes of millions of people all over the world.
When the light's gone again all over the world, and the boys are home again all over the world, and rain or snow is all that may fall from the skies above, a kiss from me. The ship will sail again.
Well, George didn't say positively that the Mortons couldn't come for Thanksgiving dinner. He just gave Gracie a dollar and a half and told her to buy the turkey. So now we pick up Gracie at Meyer's Market.
Hello, Mr. Meyer.
Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Burns.
Well, now, I'm in sort of a hurry. Can you wait on me right away?
Why, of course I can. What would you like?
Well, I'd like to place an order for...
Gracie, darling!
Archie Bagwell!
Oh, my, it's good to see you again, Gracie. Where have you been keeping yourself?
Oh, around. Where have you been?
Oh, here and there.
Oh, hell, no wonder we haven't seen each other. Oh, what are you doing? Shopping for dinner?
Yes, I bought some nice carrots.
Oh, well, what a piece of luck to see. Only yesterday I read the most wonderful new recipe. It's called Carrot Supreme.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
Oh, it is. First you take the carrots.
Yes.
And then you wash them.
Yes.
And, well, that's how I remember that it's called Carrot Supreme, and it's wonderful.
Oh, I can't wait to try it.
Oh, dear. Mr. Myers has wandered off somewhere. Mr. Myers?
Yes, Mrs. Byrne.
Look, I don't want to be a pest, but I am in a hurry, and... could you wait on me now?
Right away. What would you like?
Well, I'd like... oh, Tootsie, I noticed you're carrying a hot dog.
Yes, I got a new hat at Sally's.
Well, I got a new hat, too, but George made me send it back.
Is he trying to act like a man again?
Well, he was right this time. We're cutting our budget down. And besides, the hat was pretty extreme.
What are the new creations?
Well, yeah, with a military motive. The hat had a flat top, and when you leaned over, a little toy airplane took off.
Oh, how adorable.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Myers is gone again. He's much too scatterbrained to run a market. Mr. Myers?
Yes, Mrs. Burns.
Look, I hate to complain about the service, but I do think you might remember that I'm in a hurry.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Burns. What would you like?
Well, I'd like it. Oh, Tootsie, look. Look who's driving by the market.
Who is it, Gracie?
Bill Walsh. Have you still got a crush on him?
Not anymore. After what happened Saturday night, I never want to see him again.
Why? What did happen?
Oh, I invited him for dinner, and I thought it would be more cozy if I locked all the doors.
Well?
Well, there I was picking broken window glass out of my soup.
Well, this is the limit. That silly Mr. Myers has forgotten all about it. Mr. Myers!
Yes, Mrs. Burns.
Look, if you want me to trade here, you shouldn't keep disappearing when you know I'm in a hurry.
Okay, Mrs. Burns, what would you like?
How much is turkey?
50 cents a pound.
All right, here's a dollar and a half. Give me an 18-pound turkey.
Oh, Mrs. Burns, that isn't enough.
Oh, yes, it is. We're only having 6 for dinner.
No, 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 no. A dollar and a half would only buy that little turkey over there. He only weighs 3 pounds.
Oh, why didn't you pluck his feathers out like the others?
Well, he might not like it. You see, he's alive.
Oh. See, I've got an idea. I could fatten him up, and then the Mortons could come to dinner, and it'll only cost George a dollar and a half. Mr. Myers, I'll take him.
Okay, Mrs. Burns, I'll get it.
Gracie, what will George say if you bring a live turkey in the house?
Oh, gee, I never thought of that. He'll be mad. He even had a fight with Herman this morning.
Did he pick on that sweet little duck?
Yeah, George yelled and yelled, but Herman didn't say a word. He just sat there quietly in the nest he'd made of George's shorts.
Oh, such a darling.
Yes. Oh, I know. I'll sneak the turkey in. Tootsie, would you lend me your hat box to hide it in?
Of course I would. I've been dying to show you my new hat anyway. I'll take it out of the box.
All right.
Here's the turkey, Mrs. Burns. No, not by the neck. You hold him by the feet.
Oh, all right. Oh, my, his little feet are chapped. Well, he shouldn't be running around barefooted in November. Oh, Mr. Myers, why does he make that funny noise?
Well, all turkeys gobble.
Well, then he should eat slower. Or I'll take some bicarbonate of soda.
Gracie, look. I've got on my new hat. How do you like it?
Well, do you want my frank opinion, or would you rather have me tell a little white lie?
I'll take the little white lie.
Tootsie, it's simply gorgeous.
Oh, thank you, Gracie.
You're welcome, Tootsie. Goodbye. Oh, dear.
Oh, back so soon. Gracie, did you buy another hat?
Uh-uh.
And what's in the box?
What box?
The box you have under your arm.
What arm?
What arm?
Well, you mean this arm?
Hmm.
The one attached to my shoulder?
Yes, what's in it?
Oh, bones and muscles and arteries.
Not the arm, not the arm, the box.
Oh, the box.
The box, the box. What's in it?
Well, a picture.
Are you asking me?
No, I'm telling you. It's a picture of my cousin Philip. That's what it is, a picture. Your talking picture. Oh, you know, cousin Philip spoke very little English.
Gracie, for the last time, what is in that box?
Well, all right, I'll tell you. But you've got to promise you won't get mad. Will you get mad?
No.
How much do you want to bet?
Gracie.
Well, you told me I could spend $1.50 for a turkey. So I bought a little live one, and we can fatten them up, and that way
you,
we have them all over.
You bought a live turkey?
Well, they're easier to fatten up that way than the other kind.
Oh, well, that's fine. I knew we'd wind up feeding those Whartons again. Okay, let's see this turkey that we're going to fatten up. Hey. He isn't very friendly. He looks like he's thinking of biting my nose off.
Well, look what you're thinking of doing to him.
Yes, I guess so.
Oh, it's my darling little ducky. Oh, Herman, Mama has a surprise for you. Yes, really. Look in this box. Oh, Herman, don't be frightened. It's only a little turkey. And he's got to live with us for a while, Herman. Oh, why, Herman Burns, you're jealous.
This is the happiest moment of my life.
From Irving Berlin, this is the Army. Here's a tune that's coming up fast to be a real winner. The Boys and Six Hits and a Miss. Then I'm getting tired so I can sleep.
See, are Herman and that tux and that duck still fighting in the pantry?
Well, I'll look and see. I think they're still fighting.
Mm. I got the same impression. And unless we do something, the neighbors will be complaining about the noise.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past that snippy Mrs. Marks who lives next door. She's had it in for me ever since I borrowed her vacuum cleaner last week. I don't know why.
Well, maybe you kept it too long.
Oh, no, no. I gave it back to her as soon as I finished cleaning the fish.
Very unreasonable woman.
Hi, people.
What brings you back, Chisler?
Well, that's what brought me back. I invited myself over here for Thanksgiving dinner, and then I remembered I have a date with a girl for Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, that's too bad, though.
But Gracie, you love having her. She eats like a horse.
Oh, fine. Well, Bill, your Thanksgiving dinner's in the pantry, and he's fighting with that silly duck.
Oh, a live turkey?
Mm.
Well, I better go out and break it up. You know, it'd be just like Herman to bite him in the part I like best. Leave it to me, George. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just a minute. Don't you birds realize that you get along better in life if you behave yourself and don't fight? Yes, that's so. Now, you take the case of a little swan I know, Herman. He was a good little bird, and now he's famous. They put his picture on every swan wrapper, and he's very proud. Because swan is the new white floating soap that gives you all that pure, mild lather so fast. So you see, Herman, it pays to be a sweet little bird. Yes, that's so. Oh, shut up. Oh, now, wait a minute. I didn't mean that, Herman. I meant you should be gentle, like swan soap is gentle. It's as mild as the finest Castile soap, so mild that mothers use it to bathe their babies, so mild that it's perfect for anybody's bath or shower. So, Herman, why don't you be mild and gentle, too, and put your wing around a cute, itsy-bitsy baby turkey? Why, listen, you little ducky. There's plenty of room for both of you. So instead of fighting, why don't you go half and half? You know, like swan soap. You break it in two, put half in the kitchen for dishes and cleaning, and the other half in the bathroom for your hands and face. Now do you see what I'm talking about, Herman? Well, what do you say to the little turkey? Hey, ow, ow, cut it out, ow.
Well, so long, George, so long, Gracie.
Oh, what's your hurry, Bill?
Why are you limping?
Herman bit me in the part he likes best. Goodbye.
Gracie, go in the pantry and stop that fighting or we'll be thrown out of the neighborhood.
All right, dear. Oh, now, stop that right now. Stop it. Why, shame on you, Herman Burns. That's no way to treat a little girl turkey. Yes, yes, a girl. Herman, isn't she cute? Yes. Oh. Why, Herman Burns. You know, sometimes I think you're older than you look. George.
Thanks, Eddie. Look, Gracie, a man just delivered all these things. What are they anyway?
Well, they're for the turkey, George. I bought a little tub for it to swim around in, and I also
bought... A tub for the turkey to swim around in?
Well, yes, I thought it would be more humane. The turkey can get used to it by degrees, and it won't be such a shock when the time comes.
Get used to what by degrees?
Well, I'm going to fill the tub with gravy.
Well, that's a brilliant idea. Anything else?
Yes, yeah, I bought a sun lamp.
A sun lamp for the turkey?
Yeah.
Well, why did you get that?
Well, mostly for your sake.
For my sake?
Yeah, I know you prefer dark meat.
Gracie, your ideas about raising a turkey are too advanced.
But, George, people shouldn't be afraid to try something new. Suppose Marconi had been afraid to experiment. We'd only have spaghetti.
Oh, sure, sure. Gracie, this turkey is costing me a fortune. Look at these price tags. Tub, $5. Sun lamp, $15. I could have bought three turkeys with this.
Coming.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
How do
going
you
out
do?
And buying.
Have you a little turkey and a little duck, as reported by a neighbor?
Well, yes. Why?
May I refer you to Statute 193 of this county? Possession of two or more live fowl shall in this county be deemed ipso facto a poultry farm, and such aforesaid property pertaining thereof shall be governed according to Article 38, Section 17 of the laws of said county.
What does that mean?
Cough up $10 for a poultry license.
Well, that does it. I'm going into that pantry, and the next time you see that turkey, he'll have parsley where his feathers used to be.
Oh, but dear.
Come on, come on. I'm going to settle this right now. I knew that this thing would cost me a fortune.
George, George, look, look. Herman and the turkey. Herman's got his wing around it. Ah. Ah.
Well. That's fine. Get this. Love comes to Herman Bird.
George, George, come inside a minute.
What?
George, I won't let you touch that turkey. It would be inhuman, that's what it would be.
What would be inhuman?
To eat our son's fiancé for Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, George and Grace, you'll be right back, so I've got just a second to remind you to stop in where you see the Swan sign that says buy three and save. Take advantage of the big sale on Swan that so many dealers are now running. And don't forget, sale or no sale, you save with Swan. You save because Swan gives you more soap per penny than any leading toilet soap tested. And you save because Swan goes further than easily wasted package soaps. No matter what you use Swan for, it saves you money. So buy three bars and save. Well, here they are again, George and Gracie. Gracie's on the phone.
Hello? Is this Harry Morton? Hello, Harry. Harry, will you tell Blanche George is on his way over with a little turkey? He wouldn't let me keep it. It's pretty small, but you can fatten him up. How? Well, just feed a chocolate fudge sundae. Well, sure, sure it'll work. Look at your wife.
Next week at the same time, Eddie Cantor will be George and Grace's guest, and there's a rumor that Ida might join the Beverly Hills Uplift Society. So, the makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in. Remember, Swan now brings you two of radio's top shows, George Burns and Gracie Allen, and Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou over another network. And now till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, hi, Swan. How about you?
Cry, spry.
You'll find the baking you cut out fluffy and light. Cry, spry. You're sure to hear your family shout, what a delight. Pork, cake, pie, donuts, the thing you buy. Cry, spry. What's that you think you're going to try today?
Why, sure.
Cry, spry.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.